question today is, what is backsliding? As I begin to look at that question and think about that question, I thought I understood what that question really was, the answer to that question, without any problem as far as our teaching in this modern day in which we live. I know that tradition has captured our minds, and the Bible warns us in Colossians 1:8, don't be captured by tradition. And yet I find myself, even though I 19 years ago when I came to New Hope Baptist Church, I thought to myself, I don't want anything I've ever said or anything anybody else has ever said. I don't want it to influence me. I want to know what thus saith the Word of God. And yet, I still find myself, even after these 19 years, I find myself still leaning to what good men have said back in times past. I know for a fact that, as one man has stated, we're all in the flesh, and every man preaches with a margin of error because we don't know all there is to know. But backsliding is a doctrine that's taught by our Baptist churches that's really not scripturally right. Let me look at what the Bible has to say about backsliding and then try to put this together to help us today. Listen, I don't know about you, but I want truth. I want to walk in the middle of the road in liberty and in truth. And if that means junking my tradition and junking what some good men have told me, I've got to do that because I've got to find what thus saith the word of the Lord. Now, I grew up thinking that backsliding was one who got out in sin, and just after he had been saved or made a profession of faith, he got out in sin and left out of church. Our church rolls are full of people, full of numbers of people that you can't get a tow truck and a log chain to get them back in church. And people say, well, they're just backslidden. That's all that's wrong with them. And they just use that to justify their kinfolk going to heaven. I even heard a man that I had great respect for, still do have great respect for him. He's already gone on now. But I heard him preach this, and I found the notes on the message I took years ago. And I found that this is what he defined backsliding was. And he was a theologian in a sense, but he said when backsliding is when a child of God ceases loving, serving, and following God. And he said it's a state of one's heart. And he goes on to give many illustrations about what backsliding is. It's an uncontrollable spirit, and he talks about many things that the person loses when he's a backslider. But folks, as I look at the Word of God, I have to reject that particular definition of that word today because that's not what the Word of God says backsliding really is. You see, backsliding, as far as the word itself, is an Old Testament word. It's not even used in the New Testament in the English Bible, the King James Bible, and that's the Bible I'll use. It's not used in the New Testament. It's used in the Old Testament in two primary books. Now, I know the word backslider, which is it's used in the book of Proverbs, chapter 14, verse number 14, where he says, the backslider in heart shall be filled with his own ways. So it used backslider one time, and then it used the word backsliding 12 times, and that's all found only in the book of Jeremiah and Hosea, and it's referring to the children of Israel as far as the nation was concerned. And then the word backslidings, plural, is used 4 times, and that's found only in the book of Jeremiah, and that's also dealing with the nation of Israel. And when I looked up the Hebrew word for the word backsliding and backslider, the word really means apostasy. Apostasy is falling away from truth. In other words, apostasy is a saved man cannot commit apostasy. He can't apostatize. He can't do that. Because the Bible tells us in the book of Hebrews that we're the children of Christ, in essence, if we continue unto the end. And God's going to help us continue unto the end. The word in the New Testament that corresponds to the word for backsliding of the Old Testament would be the word falling away. And that's found in the book of 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse number 3. And this is what it said, and it's talking to the saints at Thessalonica, who were having a problem understanding. They thought they were already in the wrath of God period, which comes after the rapture. That comes after the rapture. I know rapture is not a Bible word, but it's a Bible principle. And so as a result, Paul writes this to help them not to be deceived about the time when the Lord's going to come back for the saints of God. And he says in verse number 3 of 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, "Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day," talking about the day of Christ, which is the rapture, "shall not come, except there come a falling away first, and the man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition." And that word "falling away" in the Greek is only used one time in the New Testament, that particular Greek word, and that really is the word for apostasy, just like the Hebrew word for backslider is apostasy. And then in the book of Jude, it talks about something here in the book of Jude, verse 24. He says, "Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy." The word "falling" there is a kindred word to the word used in 2 Thessalonians 2:3. And it talks about stumbling and even making mistakes or falling. Well, it doesn't mean that you won't sin in the flesh, but our God is able to keep you from falling away from the truth. In fact, he said the Holy Spirit who lives inside you will guide you into all truth. So therefore, what people call backsliders today are really apostates. They fell away from the truth. That's why you can't get them back into church. There's hope for them. Sure, they can. God can work in their lives and bring them back to truth and save them, but they're not saved. The backslider is not saved that people talk about today. And so backsliding is not a Christian word. It's not a word you even use. He's the one who's able to keep you from falling. Peter said this in the book of 2 Peter chapter 1, as he talked about in verse 5, "Besides this, giving all diligence with a careful, steady effort, add to your faith," that's that foundation of saving faith, "add to it virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity." In other words, he said you need to add those, and don't be chintzy in doing that. And then he says in verse 10 2 Peter chapter 1, he said, "Wherefore the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure." That just means know you're saved, know you're in the will of God, is really all it means, know you're in Christ. For he said, "If you do these things, you shall never fall." Means if you practice these seven things that he said you need to add to the foundation of faith, you'll never fall. You'll never fall away from truth. You're going to persevere. You're going to continue. And the Lord's going to carry you through. So whenever that preacher preached some years ago, and I've still got the notes here that I dealt with that as I began to study for the question, what is backsliding? And he made the statement that uncontrollable temper was one of the evidences of a backslidden heart. Lost love for the Word of God. Listening to other music, not gospel music. That's evidence, he said, of being a backslider. Loss of the love for secret prayer time. And loss of love for lost souls. Loss of hungering and thirsting after righteousness. A loss of family altar. Loss of gratitude. The loss of the tears, in other words. More fear of faces of man than God. And you start substituting knowing truth for obeying truth. Folks, I want to tell you, those effects are evidences not just of a backslidden heart, and yet it is, because a backslider is one who apostatizes, falls away from the truth. These are evidences of a man who has never been saved. And we need to get in the book and find out what the Bible said. It's amazing how much light the Bible will produce on men's sermons and on men's commentaries. And so, yet many people today, they believe in backsliding, and they say, "Well, look at the prodigal son." Well, I'll tell you, look at the prodigal son, all right, but what's it? Even though it calls him a son, you realize it's in a parable. It's a three-part parable in Luke chapter 15 about the lost sheep, the lost coin, and the lost son. And even the father said when he come back to him, "This my son which was lost now is found." In other words, it's not dealing with backsliding. It's dealing with one who's never been saved. Now, you realize something, that many people in our Baptist churches today, and I'll talk about them because I am a Baptist, they've got the doctrine that backsliding, they teach that doctrine of backsliding. And of course, there's some other denominations believe if you backslide, you lose your salvation. and you've got to be saved all over again. Well, I'll tell you, if you've ever been saved, you'll be saved, and God will carry you through. He'll chastise you. He'll lead you. He'll guide you in all truth. Doesn't mean you'll live a perfected life, but you're gonna grow in grace and be more like our Lord, and He's going to make you in the image of His dear Son. And so, therefore, we don't need to deal with that part. That's just that's false doctrine. They're depending on works for salvation and not by grace through faith. And the Bible's very clear that salvation is by faith only before God. Now, I know James talks about having men see your faith by your works, and that's true. Man can't look on the heart, but God looks on the heart, and you're justified by faith and faith alone. But yet, don't, and then here, this other group says, well, they backslide and then they're resaved, and backslide and resaved. That's not so. That's contrary doctrine to the Word of God. And Baptists are saying they're backslidden. They're just backslidden. That's what's wrong. I was there when they're saved. I want to tell you, if you're not in church and you're not following the church, the Bible said in 1 John 1:9, if you practice sin naturally, you're not saved. You've not been saved. 1 John 3:9, that is. You've not been saved, and therefore, if you practice naturally sin, and missing church, staying out of church, failing to do what God said, without God dealing with you, you've never been saved. Now, I'm sure a man can do some things that he ought not to, but God's not going to let you go long that He's going to deal with you. I'm amazed at how many people think that people can be out of church 20 and 30 years and then so-called get right with the Lord and live like the devil in those years. So, well, I was saved when I was a teenager, and I got out in sin and lived years in sin, and then I got right with the Lord. No, you never got right with the Lord. You might have gotten saved, and yet I doubt that as well. But you realize you can't do that. You can't live in what they call, the Baptists call, a backslidden life and be saved. And what you need to do, you realize that you may have had some truth in word only. You may have embraced some truth. You may have come to a place to where you got hold of some truth and slid away from that and moved back on that. And if you did, you apostatized is what it amounts to. And the Bible said in the last day is going to be the great apostasy, the great falling away. And folks, we're on the verge of it now. People don't want truth. They don't want this. They don't want what I've got to tell you. And I have to say, I've been my thinking on the backsliding has been wrong for so many years because I never really took time to study it out. The more you study and the more you understand, you'll find that God enlightens a lot of things that tradition says is otherwise. Well, what is backsliding? I'm going to deal more with that tomorrow, so you tune back in tomorrow. But this is Edgar Lee Pascal, host of Ask the Pastor, saying, good day to you until we meet again, on the air or in the air. May the good Lord bless you, is our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.